Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Officials from multiple countries are in a race against time to find a civilian submersible that had five people aboard when it went missing Sunday in the North Atlantic while traveling to the wreckage of the Titanic. Rear Admiral John Mauger, commander of the U.S. Coast Guard's 1st District.
The vessel was designed with a 96-hour sustainment capability if there was an emergency on board. And so we're using that time, making the best use of every moment of that time to locate the vessel.
Another round of severe weather is set to hit parts of the southern U.S. today. Heavy storms are expected to track into Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi, with the potential for damaging wind gusts, large hail, and flooding. Storms could reach the Florida Peninsula tomorrow. Tornadoes have also hit the region in recent days, causing serious damage and several deaths. The White House is set to hold a series of events this week to mark the one-year anniversary of the abortion reversal of Roe v. Wade.
An official says First Lady Jill Biden will host a roundtable discussion today with women who have been denied medical care since the Supreme Court overturned the landmark abortion case. It will highlight the administration's commitment to protecting access to reproductive health care. President Biden is also expected to deliver remarks on the topic this week. This weekend in North Carolina, Vice President Harris is slated to give a major speech to rally supporters, advocates, and community leaders on abortion access. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A San Diego, California mother has been arrested after her two kids were killed running onto a California highway. Police say the kids were chasing after a suitcase that flew off their car when they were struck by a car going full speed. The driver of the car has not been charged, but the mom was arrested for DUI and child endangerment. This is USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me, so I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Research at Iowa State University could reduce the number of salmonella cases.
Iowa State researcher Mela Malata says they're trying to grow a key microbe in the lab, which when given to newly hatched chicks, makes them healthier and cuts the risk of salmonella. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates nearly 50 million people in the U.S. get sick each year from foodborne pathogens, and salmonella is a top threat, causing more than 400 deaths each year. I'm Sue Danielson.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump is speaking out why he didn't turn over classified documents immediately.
Trump said that the National Archives only needed to say one simple thing to retrieve the classified documents.
Please, 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 could we have it back?
In an interview with Fox News, Trump addressed the issue of the archives subpoenaing him, and he said that the boxes of documents were mixed in with his own personal belongings.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
Recently, Trump was arraigned on federal charges related to his handling of classified documents after his presidency. I'm John Schaefer.
Nebraskans will be able to legally bet on sports starting Thursday. This comes after a ballot initiative was approved by voters in 2020, legalizing sports betting at approved locations. Bets will only be allowed on site and will not be allowed for any home games for Nebraska teams, only away games. The Warhorse Casino in Lincoln will be the first in Nebraska to offer sports betting. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, along with Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Always delighted to join you.
Well, I appreciate the time here. No doubt that we continue to be in the midst of the most contentious political environment in the recent era, including Bill Clinton and his impeachment and, you know, go on down all the possible negative lines. But this battle against Donald Trump continues. I have to agree with Jonathan Turley. I thought the interview that Bret Baier conducted with Donald Trump, for the most part, did bring back some decency and some, sense of credibility to journalism. What do you think?
Well, I didn't watch all of it. I just saw clips of it. And look, Bret Baier is a very reasoned, steady, reasonable guy. I mean, he's an honest guy, and he is not necessarily a Trump supporter, but I think he does his best, no matter who he's interviewing, to kind of hew to a pretty truthful and reasonable position, and I think that's what he did. As I say, I didn't see all of it. I'm very discouraged that Donald Trump did not take the opportunity, Bill, not to say, okay, I lost the election, because he never will do that.
Right.
And obviously that was an issue. What he should say is, look, we can disagree on 2020, but my interest now is moving forward. I want to talk to the American people about what I'd like to do to kind of right our ship of state, to put us back on a path that I think leads to prosperity. He can't apparently do that, or at least he seems tortured by 2020 and can't let it go, and I think that's a problem.
From your lips to his ears, hopefully, because I thought the same thing, Liz, is that you're it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. I mean, you're always going to believe what it is that you perceive that didn't happen or happened in 2020, and just as much as Bret Baier believes it. I mean, it's like, okay, let's get beyond this. Why are we spending so much time on this deal when it's clear that there's not going to be any agreement there? But you're exactly right. It belabors the situation. It takes away, because here this is. I mean, this is an important time. I mean, this is, great time to be on television, on Fox, and to be able to talk not only to your base, but those independent suburban housewives that Bret was talking to. And those independent housewives want to have reason. They want to have some sense of peace. Regardless of all the great things that Donald Trump did, I don't think they want, Donald Trump to come in and start, having the bonfire of the vanities, what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, we don't want to spend 4 years relitigating 2020. It's not going to happen. The point is, honestly, Bill, I think Americans are moved on. And and to your point, fact number one, Donald Trump cannot win a general election with simply his base. That is a fact. Mm-hmm. We know that.
Right.
It isn't even 90% of Republicans. I think if he's the candidate, probably 80% of Republicans will vote for him. But there's a pretty mm-hmm. solid group that will not ever vote for him again because they don't want the turmoil that they had last time. So it's not even all of half the country in his court, and that wasn't enough to win in 2020, whatever he says. So to your point, he had an opportunity to expand his reach, and oh my God, what an opportunity this is, because mm-hmm. we have probably the worst president of your and my lifetime sitting in the Oval Office thinking he's running again. I think there's a lot of people who doubt it, but nonetheless, mm-hmm. right now, he's the guy, and if Donald Trump cannot alter his game to attack Joe Biden, to point to where he would make lives better for people than Joe Biden mm-hmm. is,
yes.
That is such a missed opportunity. It's like I can't even calculate, you know?
Yeah, and there's no question that, you know, the news media is going to ask him that. They bait him. They bait him about 2020. And you're exactly right. He just needs to hold up his shield and redirect. Okay, just say, look, I understand. We're not going to agree on that. But look, at what we can agree on is this. The country is sick. You know, like you said last night. The country is sick. I think most Americans would believe the country is sick. Regardless of some of these polls, I got to tell you, Liz, it drives me nuts. I look at these polls and and the mainstream media goes, well, Joe Biden has 48% approval. How?
No, he doesn't. I mean, I think that's... If there's a poll that shows him at 48, that's the outlier. It's around 40. It's been around 40 for months and months. And I don't think they can... The only reason... Well, I don't know. I mean, I just don't believe that. There you go.
Yeah, I'm with you. Even at 40, I'm still hard-pressed to get there. But, you know, I got to tell you, Liz, can somebody please, in his staff, be the wrangler to direct him offstage? I mean, he still can't. 2.5 years, he goes around in circles. He's pointing this way, that way. He looks like a total nincompoop. And it's like, oh, my gosh, please. And then God save the queen, man.
I know. It's so ridiculous, and it is so pathetic. But here's the really, it's amusing, I guess, to all of us, because we think it's so obvious that he's really in kind of cascading trouble here. But, you know, Bill, this is really bad for our country. This morning, front page of various newspapers show Antony Blinken
yes.
practically loping across the stage, hand outstretched to greet Xi Jinping, having finally been rewarded with a pat on the head to talk to Xi Jinping, our greatest rival. That picture is worth 1,000 million propaganda points in China.
Mm-hmm.
It shows Antony Blinken reaching for Xi Jinping's approval. And here's what's so infuriating is that China right now needs us more than we need them. And yet no one in the White House seems to get that. Their economy is floundering. They've got youth unemployment above 20%, which in China is a very big deal and cause for considerable social unrest, which they're terrified of. Their growth rate is being wedged down by, estimated down by Goldman, by UBS. It's just barely 5%. The country is in trouble. Everyone's waiting to see what kind of stimulus they come up with. Guess what? Their economic situation is terrible. Part of it is because people are moving out of China, moving factories to Laos and Cambodia and Vietnam and Turkey, Mexico, any place but China. Why? Because China is a horrible place to operate, very efficient, but you never know when the long arm of Xi Jinping is going to hit you on the head. And, you know, you can ask Jack Ma about that. People believe nothing that this government says.
Exactly. Do you think that's one of the reasons why they're not real quick to move on Taiwan? Because of their economic situation?
What do they need to move on Taiwan for? That's kind of a persistent whipping boy. They're happy to have... Why would they move on Taiwan when they take over Hong Kong and the money all flies away? Do they really want to take over Taiwan, which is now the source of incredible wealth and productivity and high tech, and ruin it? What's the advantage to China? I think it's all a mirage.
Good point. Well, we've got more from Liz Peek on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing much of your day.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Coming back now, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. We've got Liz Peek with us, the Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Just a sidebar real quick. You and I talked last time about the nuns of perpetual indulgence. They finally got their day at Dodger Stadium. Hardly anybody was in the stands. Liz, it was interesting because I remember when I was in Los Angeles working at a local radio station there, we had a softball team, and we played the pregame to one of the Dodger games. This is during the days of Happy Days, okay? And a lot of popularity, they, you know, with Henry Winkler, the Fonz, and all this stuff. And the Dodgers were, they were like 39 games out of first place. It was done. The season was over. And Steve Brenner, Brenner was the PR director for the Dodgers, said, "Hey, can you guys put together, we're going to do a softball team before the, you know, before the game. You guys, would you guys be interested in doing that?" We said, "Heck yeah," you know. And the Happy Days crew said yes, because we were playing, you know, exhibition games all around, you know, the Valley and L.A. and everything. There were like 39,000 people that came out to our game. 39,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
What fun.
It was unbelievable. Plus, for me, you know, as a kid growing up, oh, I would have loved to play the real Dodger Stadium, real bases and stuff like that. But here, the next best thing is having a chance to play in Dodger Stadium, Chavez Ravine, right there with, you know, all our friends from Happy Days. It was just terrific. 39 people show up. 39,000 people. For the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, I don't know if you saw the stands. I don't even think they had 100 people there. You know,
is that right?
And, it was sad. And then on top of that, of course, you had thousands of people outside in the parking lot praying and protesting what was going on with their baseball team and everything. And then here it is, the coup de grace, the whole deal, is the Dodgers get their butts kicked 15-0 by their rival, the San Francisco Giants. So,
what a total misstep. I mean, who in the world thought this was a good idea? This is a repugnant group that basically makes fun of, criticizes, and makes fun of Catholics. How is that acceptable? And particularly for a sport where there's an enormous number of Latino participants, fans, etc., I'm guessing most of those people were really offended by that. And to what end, Bill? That's what I keep coming back to. Who is benefiting from all of this stuff? I read a lengthy piece in The Economist that I had on my desk from, I just had a chance to read it, I think it came out in April, about gender-affirming care, which sounds so positive and kind of light-hearted almost. It's really devastating. And the United States is an outlier in pushing therapies and approaches and, in some cases, surgeries on young children that have basically been banned in numerous countries in Europe because there have been no clinical trials, there's been no serious, studious research on the benefits and harms and risks of these activities. Why? Who is driving this bus? Who is pushing this stuff? Because we are hurting kids. We are hurting so many kids, and there is ample evidence that this is sort of a fad. I mean, I don't want to say that obviously there are kids who are in the wrong body, and that has been something that's been out there for decades. It's not probably the number that we're seeing now. And historically, it was mostly young men who felt they really meant to be girls. Now, it's almost all teenage girls who are kind of caught up in this thing. So we're going to allow them to, in rare cases, have double mastectomies, engage in puberty blockers and all these things that alter their lives forever.
It's
horrifying, and I don't even understand who's behind it, who's benefiting from it.
Well, there's no coming back, you know, for these kids. That is the disaster. And, of course, now you've got lawsuits that are pending. Some of this stuff is coming, but like I said, overseas, they found out about this, you know, pretty quick that this was not a positive thing, that gender dysphoria has been going on. But suddenly, right now, it is the itch, you know, that's being scratched repeatedly and deeply. And, you know, I believe that we're exaggerating it. I mean, when you have a teacher, I saw this where a teacher had a sixth grade class, and she was bragging that 43% of her kids identified as trans. How is that possible?
Any common sense person, imagine a teacher. I mean, these are supposed to be kind of the rock bed of our educational establishment and sort of advancement of our next generation. Imagine a teacher being so stupid. It's pretty hard to figure, isn't it?
Yes, without a doubt. And the thing is, you know, to your point earlier, this is going to be a key issue in 2024, just like it was in Virginia. What got Youngkin elected is that this continual this insistent move to capture our kids and to do them damage. I'll tell you, the Moms of Liberty, who have been designated by, of all groups, the ACLU as some sort of hate group, is so ridiculous, right? But whether it's the moms, it's Papa Bears too as well that are standing up and protecting their kids, because the government and education has gone too far. We didn't ask them to, we didn't send our kids to go to school so that they would have a sex change. We sent them to school to be educated, right?
Yeah, and they're not getting educated. And look, every hour that a teacher spends talking about things that really are really most importantly up to parents to discuss with their children, which certainly, in my view, has to do with gender and sex and everything else, is an hour that they are not teaching them to read and write. And what's tragic is our kids are not learning to read and write. So everything about our educational establishment needs to be turned on its head. That's just one of like eight things that we have to do if we get rid of Joe Biden in the White House. Honestly, we have to reverse a lot of what he's doing on climate, because having renewable energy is a terrible thing, but allowing your consistent, affordable, available energy, fossil fuel-driven energy, and clean fossil fuel like natural gas, to be taken off the grid, we are going to have blackouts, and everyone's going to wonder, golly, why did that happen? And it's because the idiots in charge of our energy policy right now are making terrible, terrible, costly long-term decisions. I drove up to Cape Cod the other day, and there are some very big wind turbines on various stretches of that road going up to the Cape, and they were sitting still. And I was thinking, huh, that's strange. I wonder if they're broken. No, it was the wind isn't blowing. Okay. That isn't all the time, obviously, but the reality is that is the nature of wind energy and solar too. It's intermittent. It's not reliable. Fine, you can have it. It's great long term, but it has got to be backed up with natural gas or oil, which is a reliable, basically a reliable component of our power system. And you know what? The people in the White House really don't understand that. They want to, they want to go all electric right now, immediately with renewables, and that's why Gavin Newsom has brownouts in California.
Exactly. Yeah, you do that, and you got 75% of the country having to go Amish. We'll be, buying horses in a carriage. That's what's going to happen, and forget about it. It really is, and like you said, where are the smart people? You say, who's driving the bus? Who's driving this silly bus? This is crazy what they're proposing. And meanwhile, they're just spending irresponsibly a ton of taxpayers' money. And it's wait a minute.
What the OECD or some group came out and said, really, the cost of this transitioning to renewables is going to be, I forget the number, it was like $2 to $4 trillion a year globally. So here's the bad news. The globe doesn't have that kind of money to dedicate to this. And if they do, they're going to basically not spend money on anything else. So is this really, everyone needs to kind of do their own research on this, but is evidence of global warming so persuasive and the damage prospectively to be done by it so horrifying that that's what we should be doing? I don't think so.
Well, I think that most reasonable people believe that to be the case as well. They're not buying into, Greta Thunberg's emotional outburst.
Yeah, right.
Let's be reasonable. We can talk about this somewhere down the road if we can responsibly move in that direction and replace. I get it, but I don't see right now, based on the argument and based on the science, at least that I'm studying, that says that it's as bad as they say. It could be, or it should be, if you listen to Al Gore. Liz Peek, thank you. Take care.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski. The dingarona. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Officials from multiple countries are in a race against time to find a civilian submersible that had five people aboard when it went missing Sunday in the North Atlantic while traveling to the wreckage of the Titanic. Rear Admiral John Mauger, commander of the U.S. Coast Guard's 1st District.
The vessel was designed with a 96-hour sustainment capability if there was an emergency on board. And so we're using that time, making the best use of every moment of that time to locate the vessel.
Another round of severe weather is set to hit parts of the southern U.S. today. Heavy storms are expected to track into Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi, with the potential for damaging wind gusts, large hail, and flooding. Storms could reach the Florida Peninsula tomorrow. Tornadoes have also hit the region in recent days, causing serious damage and several deaths. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour as Pride Month continues. I hope you've done a little bit of, writing of your own and concentration, maybe consideration of the things that you're proud of. You know, as I shared with you, I'm proud of my faith in Almighty God who created all things, sovereign over all. I'm proud of my family. Proud of my service to this great country. I'm proud of being a part of this great American experiment that has freed more people, elevated more people out of poverty, given more people an opportunity to achieve their dreams and greatness. I'm proud, frankly, with our allies that we liberated millions and saved Western civilization from communism and fascism. I'm proud of the hardworking ethic that is woven into the woof and warp of our exceptionalism. I'm proud that when disaster strikes, it is America who generally is first to respond with food, services, and relief. So much to be proud of and to consider in this month of Pride. The things that we can share, with our family members, especially with our kids that are wondering, okay, what is Pride Month all about? And again, as we've been saying on this show, is we need to know the difference between that which is fake and that which is real, that which is the genuine. And so we need to study and understand so that we know the difference, in much the same way as a bank teller when they get counterfeit money. The reason they know the difference is because they study the legitimate. And that's our opportunity today. So I challenge you to write your own list. You want to share it with me, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That would be awesome. I would appreciate it. My good friend Jeff Kemp is back with us. He was on a little bit of a sabbatical, and we've got lots of things to catch up on. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Good to be with you. My sabbatical was a fun trip for our 40th anniversary to the Travels of Paul. We got on a sailing ship and we completed the Travels of Paul through Turkey and Greece and Athens, and man, made me appreciate the Apostle Paul and the sacrifices he made to bring us the truth and the greatest hope of Jesus.
Amen. You see, this is the thing. When you experience things like this, Jeff, it really brings into focus those things that are real and legitimate, that are good, that, you know, the things that the Bible tells us that we should look on, those things that are true and honest and just and lovely, right?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, you realize that God made every single thing, and he designed it to work well in harmony together. And when you can see the beauty of the world, you got to remember, man, God made that. When you see the brokenness of the world, it's a reminder that, wow, mankind left God's way. You know, Adam and Eve said, that apple tree, I think we want to try that. We're not quite going to trust God all the way. And ever since then, you know what? God's way seems a little restrictive. I'm going to do it my way. Or God says righteousness only comes from Jesus. I want to earn my righteousness. I want to prove that I'm moral. I want to be a Pharisee. You know what? Whenever we do it our own way, it messes up. When we look at God's way, it works. And I like what you're saying about being grateful. If you start with gratitude and humility, then things flow well from there, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, it's part of the infrastructure that God has said that you're referring to. See, there is a design to produce an expected end. Almighty God who loves us beyond what we can imagine. I mean, you know, just to contemplate for just a moment that the Father in heaven loves us so much. Oh, by the way, for those Jeopardy fans, our Father in heaven, we hallow his name. Hallow. I don't know if you saw that, Jeff, or not. Just a little sidebar comedy there. Did you see this?
What happened?
Okay. They asked the contestants, they put before them, you know, what has become a, you know, an air of biblical proportions in their recent show. Mayim Bialik read the clue that began in Matthew 6:9. It says, "Our Father which art in heaven, blank be thy name." 0 for 3. Not one of them got it.
Oh, boy. That's like the starting point of how existence is. Honor the Father. Hallow his name. Represent him as holy.
But the thing that's so sad, and I know our hearts feel the same way, is that, wow, you know, is this how lost we've become in this post-Christian world that has decided that, you know, God's not good enough for you, that you're going to, you know, figure it out and do it your own way and ignore that there is a specific righteous infrastructure that God has established, as I said, who loves us so much, loves us beyond we can understand. I mean, he loves us so much he sent his son to come and get us, right? And what he had to do to do that, to, you know, be crucified on a cross, wow. I mean, you talk to people, 10 out of 10 people say, hey, you ain't getting my kid. Although right now it's kind of weird. There's some weird things going on and people are turning their eyes on letting other people get their kids. But I mean, you know, you're not going to get my kid. You're not going to crucify my kid for you. You're a bunch of knuckleheads. But this is the incredible love of God that's so hard for us to understand. But, you know, he built and designed this, you know, this current residence, this temporary residence that we now live, in spite of its fallenness and everything, he still designed it in such a way so that we would produce righteousness. You know, and that amazes me, Jeff, when I think about that.
You know, you and I often talk about how far the society and culture has run away, sprinted away from, and rejected the God who created us, the blueprints and design that he gave us, which work, the commandments, which are for our freedom, you know, a commandment to not run into the street, a commandment to not lay down across the train track, a commandment to not drink arsenic, a commandment to not fornicate and have sexual relationships outside of marriage, a commandment to not commit adultery or you break trust with a covenant. All those things are to protect us,
yeah,
to bless
exactly.
us, to help us. But I want to remind folks that even when we talk about how, you know, America's culture is sprinting more aggressively away from God, we are not the only culture that's run away from God. When I went back there to Athens and to Pergamum, to Ephesus, those cities 2,000 years ago and 2,500 years ago, they were sprinting away from God. They were into luxurious living. They were into mythical gods. They had a god for every tree, the water, for fertility, for this. They found ways to make sex a part of their god with temple prostitutes. And so humanity has always been off track. And the gospel has always been the one thing that brought us back. And I think today there's a great opportunity for the gospel because people are dying to see true love.
Exactly.
That's what the gospel is. True love. Unconditional, initiating, sacrificial love that does what is best for another person at a price to yourself, which is what Jesus did. He paid a price in his own sacrifice to give us the forgiveness, the freedom, and the adoption with the Father. We need that towards the person who celebrates Pride Month in a way that we perhaps don't agree with the political or social message. But you know what? At the end of the day, we celebrate every single person being loved even more than they can imagine, not for a sexual behavior or wearing a rainbow flag or for being a moral person or for going to our church or being in our political party. We're not going to celebrate people for that or for being, you know, a fan of the college team we love. We're going to celebrate people for being made in the image of God, whether they know it or not, and being
Amen.
An infinite amount that Jesus died on the cross for. Let's celebrate people and the whole person. That's our goal.
And the peace that surpasses all understanding will fill you and envelop you as a result, right? I mean, because
gratitude,
the thing is, what you're pointing to, see, the gospel message is our North Star in the midst of all the chaos and craziness that's going on. And people go, what do I do? Where's your North Star? Where is your anchor? And this is what you're talking about, is that we've lost our anchor, and here's our opportunity to reconnect with our North Star, to reconnect with the love of God that will help us get on the other side of this madness that is attacking us right now. God knows, this is no surprise, but it's up to us to take charge. Thank you, Jeff.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got the Good News Grill. Yes, Samantha Mao is with us. Whatever you hear today, if you want to share it with your friends, by all means, you can go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Go to Sam's Corner. You'll see her lovely little face right there. And you can click away and revisit all these great stories. This first one has to do with a term that a very dear friend of mine, she was a teacher. She still is a teacher. She's retired now. 93 years old, Sweet Gloria, in Southern California. And it would drive her nuts when people would mispronounce kindergarten, right? Because people say think it's garden and not garden. You know, right, Sam? It's like kindergartners, right? And little things sometimes can irritate the heck out of us, and I get that. But this is one of those things that would just crawl up her nerve. And so when I saw this, I couldn't help but think of Sweet Gloria. And that is, this first story is an angel on earth, as you say. A bus driver changes a kindergartner's life, right?
That's right. So Cameron, he's a kindergartner at Cane Bay Elementary. This is down in South Carolina. And he was just having behavioral issues every day, like several times a day. Every day he was going to the principal's office, and it just was a thing day after day. And one day his teacher decided to ask the bus driver if he could come on the bus early. The bus driver's name is Charles Frierson. And the teacher's just like, can Cameron come on the bus early? You know, he loves school buses, and you know, we just need a break for him. And mm-hmm. we sat down and started talking, and it went from there. And so every day, as long as Cameron was good in class, his reward at the end of the day was to go sit on this bus with Mr. Charles. And it's amazing because all of a sudden there's no more behavioral issues. He's behaving perfectly well. And, you know, him and this bus driver get to spend time just for that 5 minutes a day. Every day he will sit there and behave just to spend that 5 minutes with Mr. Charles. And it's just amazing what one person can do, you know, in such a short amount of time. And, you know, now they have ice cream dates and, you know, go to McDonald's, and, you know, Mr. Charles even comes to his games on the weekend, which I just think is, you know, so amazing. And this is just one of those stories where it's, you know, like a bus driver, you just spent how many students does he see? There's just so many students out there, and this one kid just got this extra 5 minutes and is, you know, changing his life forever. It's amazing that his behavior changed so much so suddenly. I'm so proud of him.
Yes, that is what a great story. You know, I was just looking further into this deal. You know, to me, I never gave two shakes about kindergarten or kindergarten, and except for Gloria. But as it says, kindergarten isn't a real word in English. It's just a common misspelling that makes your writing look less professional or harder to understand. So anyway, we all stand corrected, and you can thank our former teacher who is in retirement, 93 years old, Gloria Sorotnik, down in Southern California, who reminds us of these important issues, you know, little things sometimes, you know, just little things in the educational journey that we go through. Right, Sam?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's quite a journey.
Yes, without a doubt. Well, this next story involves New York rail workers rescuing a 3-year-old boy from the train tracks. What happened here?
Oh, my goodness. So this boy had climbed down on the train tracks, this 3-year-old, and he had just gone missing. His mother had no idea where he was. And engineer William Kennedy, he actually was the first to spot this little boy. And he actually was, like, on a live rail and was heading towards an electrified rail.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
And so they all begin to panic, and he's talking about he has 4 kids of his own. So as soon as he sees this little boy, his daddy instinct kicked in, and he thought, we got to save this little boy. And so they end up working as a team. He climbed over the 3rd rail, and, you know, they were able to get a hold of him, and they end up getting awards. And this is a little boy is Waylon. And his mom just said it's just a miracle that she was reunited with her son after this near-death experience. The idea of going near trains with a little child, I'm thinking about, you know, my own son.
Exactly.
When he gets older, it can become so dangerous so fast.
Yeah. Mom, why are you holding on to my neck so tightly? Because you ain't going anywhere, Paxi, let me tell you, okay? You're staying close to Mom. That stuff can hurt you. It's dangerous.
I'm going to hook him to myself, you know? Like, it's like, okay, we're going to just be tethered together, and you're not going anywhere. But, you know, thank God for these railway workers, because that could just... It could have been a disaster really fast, because the train was going 70 miles an hour. You know, those trains are just coming.
No. Yeah. No, there's no stopping. That's
right.
It's not even a fair shot. And but thank God they were able to, you know, save this boy in avoiding this kind of disaster. I got to imagine his mother, even to this day, wakes up in the middle of the night with her heart pounding, you know, thinking,
oh my God,
you know, what could have possibly been. But again, see, this is the nature of boys. Boys are wired this way. They're wired for adventure. Everything's an opportunity for adventure, even in danger. They don't even see danger. They just see adventure. So this is why, you know, this is why parents have gray hair. I just want you to know. Okay, so it's just...
I have to remember that.
Really.
You're going to have white hair in a couple of years trying to chase around.
Yeah, and they'll go, yeah, my son, you say, Dad, you got string in your hair. Yeah, from you, buddy, let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness. You know, thank God those railroad workers are paying attention, because how many days, you know, is there something like that you would notice? I'm just so thankful. It's one of those God things, like you say.
Yeah, really. Yeah, near misses all around, as the song goes. This next story is about a woman who helps a local pick and save worker after learning he has no heat or hot water. You know, and these kind of stories, especially in light of what's going on with the economy and the cost of fuel and that sort of thing, you know, this is sadly is happening more often than we even are aware of, Sam, that people are, you know, left in the cold. And this is what we were so concerned about, the winter months. You know, people want to talk about climate change and everything else. And, you know, I just had a discussion this past weekend about it. I said, do you realize what, you know, warmth does? Warmth promotes life. It is cold that it kills people. When you look back historically in the history of this earth, more people have died in the cold weather than in hot weather, you know. So something to think about. So this is an incredible story here. Tell us about this.
That's right. So Stephanie Peach said that she always had – this is up actually in Wisconsin, speaking of cold places to live. And Stephanie Peach, she's a customer – at the Pick and Save, where Dennis Rayton works, and she was always had a nice conversation with him. And one day, you know, she, after she got to know him, he said he hoped it'd stay nice out because his heat wasn't working at home. Mm-hmm. But when she heard that, you know, like you said, that can be a dangerous thing. And she learned that his boiler system had gone out 15 months ago, and he had not had hot water or heat since then. So
for 15 months? Wow.
Yes, can you imagine? In Wisconsin, that's not good. I mean, that's I can't imagine getting through winter with not even any hot water. And, you know, she said he's a lovely older gentleman, and she wanted things to be put right for him. And so what she ends up doing is starting a GoFundMe, and she raises $5,000, and this is a surprise for him. And when she found out, you know, he didn't have an AC unit either, she went ahead and increased the amount that they were trying to raise, and she got that covered for him, too, and helped him redo his bathroom, which, you know, I love when people like that. Like, and what happened was this guy, Dennis, he was just such a nice guy that it made her want to reach out to him. So he had obviously touched her life. And then she turned around and returned the favor. And I love that her last name is Peach because I'm like, she's such a peach. What a sweet name.
Exactly. Well, how sweet, and how sweet for all those that donated to support this cause and to make this a reality. This is what we love about, you know, about this crowdfunding element that has been introduced into our culture. It's being used very effectively, very positively, you know, for the most part, I would say, in helping people, you know, like this. This is incredible. So, you know, big thanks to everybody that participated that made this a reality, you know, for this man. This next story involves the local fire department that goes above and beyond helping a family install a tree swing. Seems like a very little thing, but significant, though, right?
It seems like a small thing, but it's just, you know, one of those heartwarming things. It's one of the many things that firefighters do with community service, and it's not just putting out fires. And have you ever seen a swing and you see it on a tree and it's up so high, it's connected so high, you wonder, how did they get there? Mm-hmm. Well, over in Oklahoma, there's several months ago, Megan Percival, she wanted to put up a swing for her daughter, but the only branch on the street to put the swing was so high that they had no idea how they were going to get it, so they actually took to social media looking around, like, who's going to be able to help us put up this swing? This is, you know, this is something that would be fun for our family, but we don't know how we're going to do it. And then somebody ends up recommending the Verdigris Fire Department. And the fire department ends up messaging her and offering their assistance free of charge. So you can do a tall ladder, a fire department. You know, these guys always have access to a tall ladder. And so they come out and they end up putting up this swing for them. And before they leave, they give all the kids safety helmets of their own. And it's
How cool is that? Were there any cats up there in the tree that they could save while they were up there?
They might as well. It's like, we usually think of them going up the trees and rescuing cats, who I'm kind of convinced can get down on their own a little bit. You know, cats are stealthy.
Well, cats are cats. I mean, they've got minds of their own. There's no doubt about it. Speaking of cats, 20 seconds left. Let's talk about dogs. You've got, hundreds of dogs show up to celebrate a man's 100th birthday? How cool.
Yeah, that's right. So Robert Moore, he just turned 100, and his daughter Allison put out a word on Nextdoor to see if people would dress up their dogs and parade them in front of his house. There ends up being over 100 dogs coming out. They were just hoping for about 20. Oh, it actually was about over 200.
Wow, unbelievable.
His 100th birthday. Isn't that amazing?
Well, congratulations. Happy birthday. What a great story. Check it out at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you.
The power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.